Hello and welcome to Marie Agnes Thully's blog, I manage my emotions. My name is Thomas, and I am going to read this text to you. Understanding emotions. Our past emotions influence and shape our present emotions. They modulate our current emotional state, creating a deep link between past and present. Understanding emotions. 1. Operation, triggering, regulation. In this article, we will explore emotions, examining their nature, origin, and impact on the brain and body. We will also analyze the different mechanisms by which they influence our daily lives, using a fast or slow route depending on the circumstances. Character of emotions. Emotions are deep feelings, which reside within us and are unique to each individual. They allow us to express our joy, our sadness, our anger, our fear, and many other emotions. They are a reflection of our human experience and allow us to navigate through the vicissitudes of life. Emotions are both complex and wonderful, and understanding and managing them are essential aspects of emotional well-being. They are felt both in our minds and in our bodies, in response to events, thoughts, and memories. They encompass cognitive, physical, and behavioral aspects, and are closely linked to our perception, evaluation, and decision-making. Emotions play a determining role in alerting us, guiding us, and directing our actions and interactions, thus shaping our intimate relationship with our environment. Brain structures and their location. Exploration of the complex interactions between the different parts of our brain. Emotions are primarily linked to structures in the limbic system, such as the amygdala, hippocampus, and prefrontal cortex. The amygdala plays a key role in detecting and responding to emotional stimuli, while the prefrontal cortex is actively involved in regulating and modulating emotional responses. These brain connections allow us to explore the mysteries of emotions. The cingulate cortex and insula are key regions of the brain that play an active role in the creation and association of emotions. These regions are linked to the formation and maintenance of our emotional connections with others, the perception and implementation of appropriate behaviors, as well as our ability to modify or manage our own emotions. These regions help make our internal experience more stable, consistent, and predictable. They continually interact with each other to allow us to recognize, organize, and express our different emotional feelings. When we perceive a situation or interact with another person, these neural regions communicate with each other to enliven our deep feelings, such as happiness, sadness, or even anger, and help to create a rich palette of human experiences to which we can give personal meaning. The brain manages emotions through two mechanisms, a fast lane and a slow lane. The first involves the direct transfer of sensory information through the retina or thalamus to the amygdala, which allows for an immediate and instinctive emotional response. The second involves more conscious and detailed processing of information, involving the prefrontal cortex in the evaluation and modulation of emotions. This separation between fast and slow lanes provides us with the opportunity to respond to situations appropriately, ranging from an urgent response in the face of danger to deeper reflection and control of emotions depending on the context. Examples. When our lives are threatened, there is a mechanism that is put in place to protect us, fear. For example, if we come across a dangerous animal on our path, an instinctive and immediate reaction occurs and tells us to act to avoid the danger, the fast mode. We may also be faced with stressful situations, which we consider in advance, for example, public speaking or a job interview. In this case, it is the slow mode that takes over, allows us to think about the consequences, and to regulate our emotional response. Mechanism of emotions. The mechanism of emotions involves a series of processes, cognitive, physiological, and behavioral, which contribute to forming our reactions and interactions with the outside world. A. Perception and evaluation. These are closely linked concepts that allow us to understand and analyze our reality. They offer a more in-depth and nuanced view of our environment, helping us to better understand it and make informed decisions. Emotional reactions are usually the result of the interaction between internal and external factors. We are able to perceive these stimuli and evaluate them according to their impact on our well-being or our goals. This appraisal process can be both conscious or unconscious and influences the intensity and nature of the emotions experienced. B. Activation of brain structures for better mental and cognitive performance. Depending on the evaluation of a situation, the brain structures involved in managing feelings will activate. The cerebral amygdala, in the context of identifying danger, will react to emotional signals, while the prefrontal cortex will modulate and control affective reactions. Other areas of the brain, such as the cingulate cortex and the insula, also contribute to the composition and integration of emotions, and brain structures involved in emotions are activated. C. Physiological reactions. Emotions are associated with specific physical changes, such as variability in heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, body temperature, and muscle tension. These responses are controlled by the autonomic nervous system, which includes the sympathetic and parasympathetic systems. The sympathetic and parasympathetic systems have opposite effects on the body. The sympathetic system causes an increase in heart rate, blood pressure, and adrenaline levels in the blood, which can lead to a sharp increase in physical or mental activity. The sympathetic system activates the fight or flight response to stress. The parasympathetic system, on the other hand, reduces these effects and promotes calm and relaxation, regulating rest, digestion, and bodily recovery. Emotions trigger a combination of these responses, sympathetic and parasympathetic, which allows our body to react to environmental events. The psychological effects of emotions are created by the combination of specific brain activity and associated behaviors. D. Emotional expressions are forms of nonverbal communication, which involve facial expressions, postures, gestures, and changes in tone of voice to communicate our emotions. These are the reactions that betray you when you say something, and your nonverbal behavior shows the opposite. These messages can be deciphered by others and influence their behavior and reactions towards us. E. Subjective experiences. Emotions are also identifiable from a subjective experience, that is to say, from the way in which we interpret and experience an emotion. This perception is influenced by our ideas, our beliefs, our expectations, and our personal experience. F. Emotion regulation refers to our ability to adjust our emotional reactions according to circumstances and our needs. This encompasses different cognitive, behavioral, and physiological strategies that allow us to manage, amplify, or attenuate our feelings effectively. 2. Distinction between emotions. Emotions fall into two main categories. 1. Positive emotions. They are generally associated with pleasant and rewarding experiences, such as joy, love, recognition, and satisfaction. 2. Negative emotions are linked to unpleasant and disturbing experiences, such as fear, sadness, anger, or jealousy. 3. Emotions have adaptive features. They can play distinct roles. Negative emotions are generally associated with detecting and reacting to threats and challenges, thereby contributing to ensuring survival and safety. While positive emotions are linked to exploration, personal growth, and strengthening social relationships, which leads to our well-being and greater personal satisfaction. 4. Emotions and their physiological consequences are intimately linked. Stressful and distressing situations can cause your heart to race, increase blood pressure, and tighten your muscles. Conversely, when positive feelings dominate, the body relaxes and intensifies its ability to control its physiological system. 5. Our reactions to emotions. Feelings and emotions play an important role in how we react to the situations we encounter. Negative moods can create a feeling of unease that encourages us to dodge, avoid, or confront perceived threats, while positive emotions encourage us to take part, explore, and build relationships with the environment around us and other people. 6. Our emotions affect our health. Research in positive psychology has revealed that positive emotions are beneficial for mental and physical well-being, as well as for increasing resilience. Conversely, negative emotions that extend over a long period of time or are intense can have detrimental effects on health and well-being. Negative emotions are not necessarily bad and can play an important role in our adaptation and survival. Good management of these emotions consists of finding the right balance between positive and negative emotions in order to be able to regulate them effectively. 3. Biological mechanisms in our body when our emotions reach too high a level of intensity. Various physiological and psychological changes can manifest in our body. 1. Activation of the central nervous system. Intense emotions, specifically negative emotions such as fear, anger, or sadness, led to activation of the sympathetic nervous system. This activation leads to the secretion of stress hormones, notably cortisol and adrenaline, which prepare the body to face a threat or challenge, fight, flight, or freeze. 2. Cardiovascular changes. Intense emotions lead to cardiovascular changes, such as a racing heart rate and an increase in blood pressure. These reactions induce an increase in blood flow to the muscles and other parts of the body in order to cope with stress. 3. Muscle contractions. Intense emotions can cause muscle tightness, especially in the muscles of the face, neck, shoulders, and back. This strain can lead to pain, headaches, and other physical consequences. 4. Impact on the digestive system. Intense emotions can impact the digestive system and cause discomfort, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or constipation. This is due to activation of the nervous system and hormonal changes that are associated with strong emotions. 5. Negative effect on the immune system. Extreme emotional changes and long-term stress can have a negative effect on the immune system, increasing the body's susceptibility to disease and infection. 6. Disruption of our ability to think clearly. Intense emotions are known to have an effect on our cognitive faculties, such as memory, attention, and decision-making. Stress hormones can change brain function, and emotions can influence reasoning processes. Therefore, an intense emotional experience can disrupt our ability to think clearly and make rational decisions. 7. Negative impact on sleep. Strong emotions, such as anxiety and sadness, can negatively impact sleep. They can cause difficulty falling asleep, frequent waking or restless sleep, and lead to more serious and persistent sleep problems. In conclusion, understanding and controlling intense emotions appropriately can help avoid or lessen their effects on our bodies. Emotion management strategies, such as conscious breathing, mindfulness, and cognitive restructuring, are powerful tools to achieve this. Learning to use them can improve not only our state of mind, but also the quality, duration of sleep, and life in general. Our reading ends here, and I say goodbye and see you soon for the next ones. It was Thomas from Marie Agnes Thulia's blog, I Manage My Emotions.